We welcome to the program Jessica Houston, Andrew Wellman, and here comes everything you wanted to know about Bright Walls. What do we need to know? Good morning.
Good morning.
I would say the first thing you need to know is that it's September 16th through 18th. But we have a lot of fun events, and we want to talk to you about them. We're going to start off Thursday with our Bright Paws event. So that's where we're doing all things puppy. Mm-hmm. So bring your four-legged friends to our mural site, which is going to be starting off at the Love Mural that's behind the Antique Mall. And we're going to do a parade of all of our four-legged friends and then lead up to a pageant where people get to show off their prized possessions, their pups.
Wow.
So taking photos there, and we're getting like 10 seconds of frame, get to go on stage and just strut your stuff with all four legs.
That should be interesting. Have you done that before?
No, this is a new event, and it's going to be presented by the Kibbe Park Animal Hospital. A lot of the Bright Walls team members have dogs, so it's something that they're excited about, and we wanted to bring our love for dogs to downtown Jackson.
So how many murals this year?
So we're doing one main mural, but we're also showcasing international artists by doing what's called Bright Boxes, where we are going to wrap electrical boxes downtown in vinyl coverings to display artwork. We've started announcing those artists about a week ago, so we've announced three artists so far. We have Carmi Grau coming in from Berlin, Ricky Watts from California, and Jesse Rollette from France. So since they can't be here in person, we're just going to wrap electrical boxes with their artwork.
That's a long cab ride from Berlin.
Yeah, we're not going to pay for that, Bill.
How do you get somebody here from Berlin?
It's a process, but...
So I thought Bright Walls was over, but obviously it's not. Will this continue?
Yeah, so this year we're doing kind of a scaled-down event from an art perspective, but we are going to have...
Are you running out of walls? Or?
We have a few ideas still in mind, but we're doing what's called Bright Spaces this year as well, where we're going to showcase a lot of local artists, and we're going to have them paint on the ground in some parking spaces, so that should be a really cool event, and that's on Saturday. But yeah, this year is our fourth year, and next year will be our final and fifth year.
Okay. So how do you assess the whole thing?
Lots of conversations with the committee, with downtown, a lot of building owners, and we just kind of survey what we can do and what we want to do and see if we can meet somewhere in between to bring some cool stuff downtown.
Are businesses downtown pretty happy with how this has all turned out?
I think so. I think it brings a lot of people down there. I always see people stopping and taking pictures when I'm just downtown, mm-hmm. Eating lunch or just shopping in the mall, the antique mall or the little stores downtown.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of pride, too, amongst business owners for the murals that they have on their walls. I think they're always very happy to show people the paintings that they have on their buildings.
A lot of conversation pieces,
yes,
I guess.
Absolutely.
So talk about your committee and how... How much work was put into all this?
Yeah, so Jessica and I have both been on the team for about 2 years now, but the committee was founded by Clay McAndrews, and he is the co-director with Jackie Austin. So they've been going strong for 4 years now, and we meet pretty regularly to discuss all the happenings of Bright Walls, and it's a bit of an endeavor, but we enjoy it, and we're happy to be able to provide such a beautiful artwork and fun event to Jackson.
So you told us what's going to happen Thursday. How about the other 2 days?
Well, Friday, we have the Rock the Block. We're going to have live music by 50 Amp Fuse downtown. DJ Mark Holiday is going to be playing some jams for us to dance outside. That would be Friday. Saturday, we're doing the Bright Spaces parking lot battle. So, like, that's what Andrew mentioned with the local artists painting some parking lot spaces. That's going to be really fun. After that, we'll be doing a magic show with Daniel Martin and a lip sync battle.
So, a lot planned. Do you, is there room for more artists, or how's that going? Do you have enough?
I think we're pretty well set. We are hoping to get people planned for next year as well, and the participants of the Bright Spaces, the winner of that will be able to partake in next year as well. So I think we're going to be able to really showcase a lot of local talent this year, and I'm really excited to bring in a lot of fresh new artists from around town.
So do people vote on these art pieces?
Yep, so there's going to be a mixed voting system where we're going to have people in the crowd who can vote, and then we're also going to have a panel of judges that are going to assess the artwork as well.
Okay, and I guess generally it's free, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to pay for the food trucks when you come down there and want a snack, but yeah. No, all the entertainment we're bringing to you is free.
Never say free food on this show.
No, but that's what I said. You have to pay
because
for
they will come.
But we're bringing the good stuff, so.
Yeah, okay. September 16th through the 18th, Bright Walls is back. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.